Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Segment is sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is out. It's Chris House, Hazadelic Juice Grenade. And proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society. That was a Brandon Lau homer against the Pirates back on April Fool's Day. I thought Ben Cherington was a fool. He still might be. But I am struggling to find any downside to this trade. And that freaks me out because it's a trade the Pirates made with the Rays, who are usually much smarter than them, and the Astros, who win all the time. Noah Hyles, Pirates insider analyst, Post-Gazette, joins us right now. Columnist there, too. Do you get where I'm coming from here, Noah? This is a weird spot where I like the trade on paper, but I think it's fishy because usually the Rays and Astros make smart trades and not dumb ones.
Yeah, I totally get it. I mean, especially like you said, when you're talking, doing business with these two teams, I mean, these are two of the better front offices in baseball, especially when you're dealing with trade returns. Although I will say, I mean, the Rays got a good return in this deal. They got two of the Astros' top 10 prospects, including one of them who's a top 100 prospect in all of baseball. Houston's return is the most confusing to me. I mean, you look at what the other two sides got in this, and for them to only get Mike Burrows, it seems like they must have a very high opinion of a guy who might not have even made the Pirates starting rotation out of camp this year.
Are we just assuming?
Really?
Yeah, I was going to say.
How about that for a take?
That leads me, though, to a next question that cannot shake off the skepticism that something must be amiss here for this to look so good on paper. Do the Astros have another sticky stuff thing brewing? Are we aware of the Astros doing anything untoward?
Do they see something in Mike Burrows with his fastball, breaking ball that the Pirates don't understand how to make better?
Spin rate, anything.
I mean, Burrows had a promising rookie year. He was a good prospect until his minor league career got derailed by Tommy John. He battled back in 2024 to make his big league debut. And this year, I mean, look, he logged 94 major league innings. He had a sub-4 earned run average, and that ERA was heavily inflated by one or two really bad outings. Aside from that, he was solid. I thought his pitch mix took a big step forward this year. I really like his changeup, and when you see a 25-year-old throwing that pitch with good command, it's promising. I just look at Burrows as a guy whose ceiling isn't as high as Hunter Barco's, isn't as high as Braxton Ashcraft's, and isn't as high as Bubba Chandler's. So they traded away their fourth best rookie pitcher from a season where they had five rookies debut on the mound. I call that a win for any type of return that brings in a 30 home run bat.
How good is Lau? Where does he fit in? How does he fit into the Pirates for this season?
I think he's their best hitter in the lineup right now. That's not saying much, but I mean, I don't know if he's able to replicate that 30 home run season. Andrew, as you and I were texting, I mean, the Tampa Bay ballpark, Steinbrenner Field, it's a hitter's park. And I think his numbers reflected that a bit. But I mean, this is a guy who's going to consistently put up 20 home runs. I think this ballpark caters a little bit to his swing. And even if he only hits 20 to 25, that's what this team needs, right? They had one guy who barely scraped 20 last year. And I think he's just going to be a consistent at bat. He's going to give some lineup protection to Reynolds and Cruz to allow them to be more productive at the plate. I don't think this addition of Lau makes them a playoff contender, but they're a better team because he's in their line. And I think they can utilize him in a few different ways that could make their lineup interesting.
I did kind of check that one about Steinbrenner. At least from what Baseball Reference is showing me, he actually was better on the road this year, which I thought was a heartening thing. OPS was 100 points higher, which I was kind of flabbergasted by. The home run totals were similar, but for whatever reason, maybe just being out of the hellish Tampa Bay or Tampa area heat, he was a better overall hitter, etc. But where would you slot him in? Let me ask you that. If you think he's their best hitter, and I think Pony and I agree with you, would you hit him behind an O'Neill Cruz to hopefully unlock O'Neill Cruz and get him to see better pitches? How would you set this lineup with what you've got now?
I'd have him hitting second. I think they need to go get a cleanup hitter still. And
do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know if it'll be a good cleanup hitter, but they'll get one, right? It just depends on what else they're willing to get. I mean, they've been rumored to go after DHs like Marcell Ozuna or Ryan O'Hearn. I think either one of those guys at the four spot with Reynolds at three and O'Neill Cruz at five, and then you have Lau at two, Griffin hypothetically leading it off, playing short. That is their best 1-5 in the Charrington era by a mile. So, and they already have four of those five pieces there. They just need to figure out, they've got their left-handed power bat. Now they need to get something from the right side. And that can come through trade, that can come through free agency. I'll be interested to see how it arrives and what it looks like. But yeah, I would bat Lau second and then hit Reynolds behind him. That way, you know, against lefties, you don't have back-to-back left-handed bats going 2-3. And against righties, you do. That switch hitter with Reynolds in the three spot, I think, is going to open up a lot of opportunities having Lau hit in front of him.
How do you think this trade affects current Pirates? I'll name two guys, Mitch Keller and Nick Gonzalez.
I think Mitch Keller's here to stay. I do not see how they could move him now. I mean, and I like the way they've gone about this, right? I mean, they traded away two of their guys who were going to be competing for rotation spots, but Yoan Oviedo, what'd he throw, like 40 innings in the major leagues last year? Burrows was under 100. And I think they have better alternatives here. You keep Keller to add length. He can be your number two until Bubba Chandler's already your number two. And I think the rotation's better overall because of him. And then you put less pressure on the shoulders of rookies like Chandler, Hunter Barco, Thomas Harrington, Braxton Ashcraft, who's no longer a rookie anymore. But those young guys don't have as much pressure because Keller's going to cover those innings. I expect him to stick around. As far as Nick Gonzalez, the way I see it right now is Nick Gonzalez is a platoon player. He can be a second baseman when you DH Lau. Maybe you want his bat in there every time a lefty pitches and you can go lefty on lefty with Lau just because he's going to play every day regardless. I personally think they'd be better off having Gonzalez just be the everyday shortstop until Griffin's ready and then have him be a bench guy. Just have him be a bench guy. I don't think Griffin's going to need much time. I think there's a chance he makes the team out of camp. Mm-hmm. And even if he doesn't, I don't see him needing more than a month in the minor leagues until he's here. I think he'll arrive at latest around the same time Skeens arrived, which was early May. So Gonzalez can hold down the fort at short for a month until Connor Griffin's ready, if that. And yeah, but I mean, I could see him being utilized as trade bait. I just wouldn't jump at that immediately because Lau only has 1 year of club control and you might need a second baseman next year.
What about quickly this Jake Mangum, who, man, Lau was a 1.9 war player according to Baseball Reference, but Mangum with a way worse offensive profile was 1.6. I imagine this guy is a pretty slick glove in the outfield.
Yes, and a great base runner. I mean, he's the all-time hits leader in the SEC. A guy who was an older rookie. Yeah, an older rookie. Graduated from the same high school as Connor Griffin. They work out together at the same facility.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
They were just working out together earlier this week, actually. So I'm sure they'll be happy to be reuniting to Jackson Prep products. But this is a guy who can play all three outfield positions. I think he is a solid platoon player on a good team. I expect him to platoon with Garcia, the guy they got for Oviedo from Boston, out in left field. He will probably start the year as their primary guy there just because he played 118 major league games last year. He's a switch hitter. He's a top of the lineup guy, especially against right-handed pitching who brings some speed on the bases. This is essentially, and I saw someone else say this on Twitter, I forget who, this is the type of player they hoped Jiwon Bae would be, but never amounted to. He's a guy with speed.
That was actually Cabali who said that, in addition to saying...
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think Cabali has watched a baseball game in this decade, personally, but that's just a different thought. So as someone who has, I can say, yeah, this guy's better than Jiwon Bae. He has good bat-to-ball skills, and I think he'll be a positive value player on the Pirates in 2020.
All right, check out Noah. Post-Gazette, his podcast, Bucko Territory, with former do-it-all Pirate Josh Harrison, is very good. Thank you, Noah. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, fellas.
I'm surprised I haven't gotten a text from Cabali already about that.
Now that the trade is official, the gag order is done in Tampa.
Oh.
And I got a text during that interview that said, of the guys, Mangum will fit in well there. The fan base will love him because he's as blue-collar as they come, like me. Okay. And said of the lefty, Montgomery is real upside in the bullpen if he can figure out his command lapses. He throws 102 plus.
Seems intriguing as a bullpen arm. What did he say about Lau?
I didn't know 102 plus existed. I thought that was basically
the max.
You could
just say 102 and I'd be impressed.
Chapman hit 105 once.
He didn't really say anything about Lau because I think Lau kind of
is that self-explanatory?
Speaks for itself. Yeah.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And the guys they might play now could actually be worse than the guys the Lions put on tape the last few games, which is bad, but good for the Steelers. You're telling me Arthur Maulet in the year of our Lord 2025 could start at corner against the Steelers? DeMonte Casey, I thought his NFL career was over. He like walked out on the Browns and said, I'm done. They had Eric Hallett last seen playing for Pitt and being the MVP of the ACC championship game. No, it wasn't Kenny's fake slide. It was Eric Hallett who won MVP of that game. He played a ton last week for the Lions against the Rams. Guess what? They left him on the practice squad and the Tennessee Titans picked him up.
Whoops.
The guy who seems to be maybe the world's tallest little person in their secondary right now is Avante Maddox, who's moved full-time to safety. The old Pitt guy.
No, they've got issues, man.
And they are many, as Chuck Knoll once said.
But you know what isn't an issue?
Their offense.
Yes.
Well, maybe
it's an issue for the Steelers or teams that they're playing.
Maybe there are a few cracks in even that armor. They do have some linemen on the
injury
report.
They said, hey, Frank Ragnow, why don't you come out of retirement? All right, guys.
It looks like three starting offensive linemen are at least questionable for this game.
They still got the big bad man at right tackle, but they do have issues on the interior.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mark Ryan, Detroit Lions Radio Network. You hear him weekends, or did, on the Infinity Sports Network before they did away with that. I think today's actually the last day of the Infinity Sports Network, Malzi, and you and I both did shows on that thing.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. So
to great acclaim.
Pour something out to that. Mark Ryan joins us to give us a look at the other side on the Lions. Mark, does the Lions defense stink?
We cut right to the chase here, Mark.
Where is my warm welcome? Where is me easing me into the interview? Wow. Yes. Yes. In no uncertain terms, it's really bad right now, guys. And I'll tell you, here in Detroit, you've got a ton of fans that want the training staff fired without any evidence that they've done something wrong. But last year, number one in games missed to injury. This year, number two in games missed to injury. This was a defense that on November 16th was seventh in the NFL. Overall total yards allowed, now 21st.
Mark, do you attribute any of their injury woes these last 2 years? And I'm a massive fan of what Campbell has done there. I think it's a pretty incredible, like, overall culture turnaround. But he generally has those guys playing 1,000 miles an hour with complete reckless abandon and borderline, like, I would say disregard as a casual viewer and kind of avid fan of the way they play. It seems like those guys are going a million miles an hour, and I just can't help but wonder if, like, the style that they play and how vicious and violent they try to be maybe contributes to some of this stuff.
I mean, it's a fair point. It's a fair point. And I, you know, that all has to be looked at, right? From the feet, from playing surface you play on, 28% more lower leg injuries are on artificial turf. Top five best home field advantages in the NFL since 2000. Are all cold weather, outdoor grass. Your team is one of them, right? So that stuff matters. The way you play matters. Now, when I watch games, I see guys going balls to the wall 4 to 6 seconds every single time. I see very few taking plays off. But what we don't see on the practice field, you might have a great point there.
Mark, there are a lot of weak links, as you pointed out, on defense. Can you call out some of the weakest links by name so we can look for them on Sunday and hope that that's where Aaron Rodgers goes with the football?
Isn't it something? Because in today's NFL, the secondary certainly isn't secondary in importance, is it? Right? So when you consider, you know, you got the pass rush. The pass rush is fourth worst in the NFL right now in time to pressure. 2.87 seconds to pressure on average. That's 29th in the National Football League.
Wow.
Why? They didn't address the edge position in the draft and free agency. On our station, guys, we had on the general manager, Brad Holmes, who was offended. Like, he was asked point blank, do you understand the angst fans have about the edge position? He said, no, not at all. And he went on defiantly somewhat to say, how many teams have two great edges? Well, okay, but Marcus Davenport is like the cake song, never there. He's like, literally never there. Ali McNeil has not returned to form. Aiden Hutchinson, you know, pass rushing is not his forte. He's one of those dudes that does everything well. So time to the quarterback, number one, and then making it the perfect storm is you're out three of your four starters to begin the year. Kirby Joseph with a very, very concerning knee injury. Brian Branch, Achilles, and before that, just kind of being a knucklehead with his behavior. And Terrion Arnold isn't playing now. Shoulder surgery, concussions. When he was playing, wasn't playing effectively, having many Lions fans pining for, why didn't we draft Cooper DeJean here? The words of Lions fans.
Mark, to use another Cake song, I'll flip to the other side of the ball and talk about a guy who's a threat to go the distance every time he touches it.
I don't know Cake well enough, so this is all kind of new to me, what you guys
you know,
are doing.
He's going the distance.
I've heard that
song. Come on. You've heard Never There Too. Anyway, Jahmyr Gibbs, do they still want to run this offense primarily through him? Or on a week where the Steelers have very few of their normal edge rushers because of a dry needling situation and other injuries, will they let this be more the Jared Goff show? Because if you don't touch Jared Goff, he basically picks you apart.
Right. He does. They don't want to do that. They want to lean on Jahmyr Gibbs. But we have seen Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, half of his rushing yards have come in four games this year. So as great as he is, as explosive as he is, I've been wrong about plenty. One thing I was right about on is this is the year that Jahmyr Gibbs becomes a household name, in my opinion, most explosive player in the National Football League. He's not yet at a level where you can't take him out of the game. Last week, 3.6 yards a carry. So what they want to do and what they're able to do are two different things. And guys, it goes right back to my biggest concern with this Lions team entering the season. To win a Super Bowl, you have to be elite on one line and good on the other. And I entered this season thinking to myself, I think the Lions are a 5 or a 6 on the defensive line and a 4 or a 5 on the offensive line. And that's precisely how it's played out.
And that's interesting because Hutchinson plays up front on defense and Sewell on offense, and those guys are all world players. Is it fair to say here, Mark, that the Steelers have a real opportunity to get pressure up the middle against the Lions guards and center, and somebody like Cam Hayward could make Jared Goff's afternoon a living hell?
Fair. I expect it. And also, you know, if I'm doing a show with you guys today, what bothers me is, I mean, are you picking this up too? People are talking about this matchup like it's two different classes of teams. You are what your record says you are. The Lions are 8-6. The Steelers are 8-6. The Lions should be an insult to everyone who calls themselves a Steelers fan. Do you guys get the sense that people are talking about this game like it's two different class of teams?
Mark, we have people here all day talking about moral victories.
Hi, Mark. My name is Chris Muller, one of the hosts of this show. I'm doing that. Quit saying what you're saying or else half of our listeners are going to ask that you come and work here in Pittsburgh and I lose my job.
Chris, let me tell you this, man. I believe this game is a true coin flip. And when you consider that belief, then you realize that that's the best bet of the weekend. I get 7 points and a 50% chance to win the game outright. I mean, this is absolutely a winnable game for the Steelers. And, you know, a hope and a prayer is what that secondary has against DK Metcalf.
Wow. All right, Mark. Appreciate you. Mark Ryan from The Ticket, which is a powerhouse station in Detroit. Lions Radio Network giving us a glimpse at the other side. Be well, Mark. See ya.
I appreciate you. I'll talk to you Sunday.
There you go. You know what you usually get from people who work for a team's radio network?
Pollyanna and...
That was the exact opposite,
that was actually
man.
Like, no, these guys are worse than you think.
Let me count the ways this team is overrated for you guys in a 10-minute
interview, anyway,
please.
People are rightly concerned about their lack of edge rushers. The GM was asked about that, and he couldn't have been more standoffish.
That was tremendous.
You know what, though? That does continue in a long line, and I respect this. Hosts on The Ticket being critical of the Lions.
Yeah.
And not having the Lions necessarily bite back.
I loved that. That was tremendous.
That was eye-opening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Mike Tomlin talking up Jared Goff, complimenting the Lions on their identity and football toughness. And that'll be the challenge for the Steelers on Sunday. They go into Detroit as a heavy underdog, even though both teams have identical records. And I will say that the narrative put out there by the radio station today didn't totally surprise me. Like, it's not like, what's the thing that Chevy Chase said in Christmas Vacation about his head being sewn to the carpet?
If I woke up with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
And that was because the Randy Quaid character showed up?
Yeah. Surprised to see us, Clark? Mm-hmm.
What was Randy Quaid's name in that movie?
Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie, yeah. Okay.
Lip fungus for his daughter. Mississippi leg hound.
I'm not up on my Christmas Vacation canon.
Alex has a very interesting taste in Christmas movies. She's a big fan of the Santa Claus movies, which I'm like, whatever.
With Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Really?
She likes Elf, which I'm apparently one of the only people on Earth that just cannot stand that movie.
I'm not as anti-Elf as you, but
she's in, you know, she's big into The Grinch, and then I'm like, okay, these are like not movies I like, but then she is die-hard about
Grinch?
Yeah. She's like all, yeah.
Creepy.
She is die-hard, though, about Christmas Vacation. She's a big fan.
Amanda hates it, and I agree with her. The whole movie just makes you anxious.
Christmas Vacation?
Yes.
Anxious?
Things are breaking.
It's a comedy.
Yeah.
A squirrel gets into a tree, and the house practically burns down. Why is that not funny?
It just makes me anxious the whole time. Like, I just want it to calm down.
You're not talking about it like it's uncut gems.
I want their Christmas to go more smoothly the entire time.
I'm just curious. Does a movie like No Country for Old Men make you anxious?
I'd have to go back and watch it.
I mean, it's a merciless killer on the trail of money.
The whole time in Christmas Vacation, I'm like, can't things kind of just calm down here?
I thought Cabali's take on the Pirates trade was going to be the most insane thing I heard all day, and then this from you.
Well,
truly.
I really, So I've been not struggling with this, but it is odd to hear Pomp and Starkey in a little bit of what Cabali just said there about how the moral victory card is in play here on Sunday. Where if the Steelers score, I mean, does it really even matter what the score looks like? If it's an ugly game, well, then we give them major points because their defense held in check the number one offense in the NFL.
They mucked it up.
But it just sounds to me like everybody would come out of this game feeling good if it was close. Like, people seem to be on board. I'm talking about those on our airwaves who are paid to give their opinions on things. And that opinion that has been set forth for most of today is, can you just go there and not get blown out?
Can you just go there
and not embarrass yourself?
Yeah, I think the perception, and I happen to agree with this, is that of the three teams remaining on their schedule, the Lions are the best one. And I know they have the same record, and we've gone around and around about this. I do think Detroit is the best team left on their schedule. I do think Detroit is the closest thing. They're the closest facsimile, certainly on offense, to a kind of team that they might see in the playoffs. Like if they saw the Bills or something in round one, a team that can put a lot of points on the board. And if you're to go into that team's building where we all know that they are better than they are on the road or outdoors specifically and play them tough, I think that would raise spirits around here that maybe the Steelers haven't just been beating up on the Dolphins in the cold or beating Lamar Jackson when he was less than 100%. I think it would make people feel like there's a little bit more legitimacy even in losing. I do. And I tend to subscribe to that theory because I do think the Lions are better than the Ravens. I know they're better than the Dolphins. I think they're largely a well-coached team.
Yeah, but that's different from, like, everything you said there is different from feeling good about a loss.
I wouldn't say I ever feel good about a loss, but I think you could extrapolate things if they do lose close that you could say, I feel good about them, not that they lost the game, but I feel good about some of the things I saw for sure. Which is probably the definition of a moral victory, but that's absolutely the terms I'm viewing this game on. It is, because they don't need this game.
But it would be a huge help.
It would be if they win this game somehow. I keep saying somehow like it's the night, like it would be like the Super Bowl. You know, had they seen the 49ers in '94, if they win this game and Baltimore loses, it truly puts the Ravens like on the brink. And gives them multiple avenues by which to clinch the division.
That's what I mean. Like, I know maybe this is on my mind because it's going to happen this weekend, but it sounded a little too much like, you know what? If Tulane can just hang around with Ole Miss, we got to give that Green Wave team a nice little pat on the fanny for what they did there. Yeah, can James Madison just, can they keep me watching in the fourth quarter against Oregon? You know, since when is this group of five versus top 10? Yes, like I agree with you. If you're asking me overall, are the Lions at home? Are they supposed to be a better team than the Steelers, even though they have the same record? Yes, of course. But we're going to come out of this game and say they lost 35-30, and that's a good omen? And that's a good thing?
Okay, let me just try to put it in these terms, and I have to use an opposite extreme example. Let's just say,
like, are people feeling better about the Rams last night because they only lost by two? Like,
Hold on. Well, they had already beaten that team, and that's a division rival. I would never say that about a divisional opponent. Let's just humor me though. Let's say that I give you two scenarios that could play out in this week, hypothetically. You're playing the Lions, you lose close, like 35-31. You know, whatever, however it happens. It's an obvious close game. It's not a cosmetic touchdown.
Yep.
Let's say you were playing a facsimile of the Browns in your own building, by the way, instead of this game.
Mm-hmm.
And you were a 10-point favorite because they suck.
Okay.
And you only won the game like 10-6.
Yep.
What would make you feel better? Forget about what each outcome does for your playoff chances,
sure. Obviously.
What game would make you feel better as a predictive tool for what the team is capable
Probably
of?
Probably the Lions' loss.
That's where I certainly am coming from, and that is the clearest and cleanest way I can explain where I'm coming from here. I do have to use a converse example that is on the extreme end, but that's the best way to get my point across.
But it feels a lot too like I don't expect the Steelers to win the game. So let me move the goalposts in a way that has, and I'm not accusing you of doing this,
mm-hmm.
but let me move the goalposts before the game prematurely. So in the event that they lose, it'll make me feel better about the loss. Like I expect them to lose, but I don't really want to like get mad about this loss. So let me say on the front end of it, hey, if you lose a close game, that's cool.
That's not how I feel. I expect them to lose. I think they're playing a clearly better team. I would like to see some things that I feel like I could take out of the game and possibly apply to them moving
Malzi,
forward.
I mean, it's very possible. Like, I'll give you an example of something that happened to the Steelers where it was in no way a poor performance, but it ended up costing them a playoff spot. When they went to New Orleans late in the year in 2018 and got beat by the Saints, like, they didn't embarrass themselves at all in that game. They played a really good game, but they lost. And that loss ended up keeping them from making the playoffs. It's entirely possible that if the Ravens beat the Patriots after this game on Sunday, the Steelers are going to be put into a situation where they're going to have to sweep the Ravens to make the playoffs. And that's just not an easy thing to do. And you can avoid that if you win this game. And it's, I know you probably disagree with me on this. It is a winnable game because of how the Lions defense is playing right now. They're going to afford you opportunities the same way Washington went there and won in the playoffs. Their defense was so banged up, they couldn't get stops. And that left their offense with little margin for error. Now, the Steelers' offense doesn't have much margin for error either, but we'll see which one blinks first.
I don't think the Lions are invincible by any stretch, but they do, when they get going, they have that vibe of a team that can steamroll anybody but the league's best pretty easily. And like, we haven't seen the Steelers show an ability to go punch for punch too often with a big time offense. The difference I would draw with your comparison to that Saints game is that was a Steelers team that you and I remember this because this was, I think, our first year on the air together. We thought was like peaking at the right time. They were coming off a win over the Patriots where there was nothing fluky. They just shut down Brady. And we kind of got the sense, win the Saints game and you're probably going to make it in. In fact, I think they controlled their own destiny at that point. And the way they lost, where it was a hard-fought game and Juju fumbles when it looks like they're probably going to go down the field and make some Ben A.B. magic, and then having the rug pull like that felt completely different. This is not a do-or-die game. It makes the road ahead a lot easier.
But that wasn't a do-or-die game either. They just lost control of their own destiny.
They did. It just felt like that was closer to the finish line and it was a better team.
It was closer to the finish line.
It was a better team also. This team, I am looking for reasons to believe that they could win a playoff game. That team, I remember you and I both thought if they got into the playoffs would be as dangerous as anyone. And so that's why I just don't view them the same way.
I know, but if they lose this game, see, like, people, like, they're trying to throw a football through the eye of a needle here. When they say things like, you know what, just I'll take a 35-30 loss, for example. Okay, like, in theory you might, but what if they do some things to urinate down their leg in the process and lose by five? And yeah, they scored a lot of points, but what if there is some kind of blunder like you just brought up with Juju at the end of the game?
No, I mean,
that's supposed to make me feel better about
this? No,
things?
I mean, I will freely admit this.
You lose 35-30, you're driving, and Rodgers throws a ghastly interception.
Yeah.
We come out of this saying, hey, at least it was close.
I will freely admit that when I say stuff like I'm looking for things I can extrapolate and take for games moving forward to feel good about the Steelers, it's under the assumption that they're kind of always playing a little bit of catch-up and that they just can't get it done. If they have an obvious chance, if they're inside the 20 and they got four cracks at the end zone with like 30 seconds left to win, and they do something atrocious, I will be pretty ticked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.